Welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
One more time. I have divine immunity. Now, I really want you to get that in your spirit. Let that arrest you. Let that get down in your spirit. Faith cometh by what?
Hearing
by the what?
Word of God.
I really want you to let it soak in your spirit. Let it get down in the reservoirs of your heart, in the nick and cranny of your soul, that you have divine immunity. And because you have divine immunity, nothing can kill you. Nothing can destroy you. Nothing can take you out. Of course, we've been talking over the last couple of weeks how we have divine immunity from this thing called sin. Amen. The word of God declares that the wages of sin is what? That's exactly correct. And so we've been talking about how God has delivered us and he freed us. He delivered us from sin. He took the power of sin away. He completely did it at Calvary's cross. And when he said at Calvary's cross, he said, it is what? Finished. That's correct. Now you have to believe that. Have to allow that to get in your spirit. Something that has to change in your consciousness is that you are not believing God to do anything. Hello. I said you got to get that in your spirit, that you're not believing him to do anything. That everything you are believing him to do, he has already done. And until your whole understanding changes, the way you think, the way you see that, if that doesn't change, I promise you, you're going to be always telling some, I'm trusting God, believing he going to do this. You have to position and seat yourself in a completely different posture, knowing that whatever I am trusting him for, he has already done it. Right? So we talked about how you're delivered from sin, the power of sin, and the penalty of sin. But lay hands on yourself. Say, I have divine immunity from sickness. That is exactly correct. You have God's divine immunity from sickness. It was the will of God for you never, ever, 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 ever to be sick. Now get that in your spirit. I need you to arrest that. I need you to embrace that. I need you to know that. I need you to know that it is never the will of God for you to be sick.
Amen.
Now, you have a hard time helping people understand that because some of you think that in order for you to have a healing ministry, you got to get sick. But I want to let you know, I don't have to get sick to have a healing ministry. Matter of fact, I'm a greater testimony of the power of God and his healing if I never get sick. Amen. And I want you to get to a place where you don't believe God for divine healing, but you believe him for divine health. I want you to get to a place where you're not always trusting him to heal you from something, but you're in such a place of immunity that you don't even get sick. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, tell somebody you can get there. You can get there. Come on. So I need you to understand that. Now, first of all, Genesis chapter 1:26 tells us that God said, let us make man in our what?
Amen.
Is that on the screen? And after our what?
Light.
Come on, for y'all that can't read. Let's try it again. God said, let us make man in our what?
Amen.
After our?
Amen.
Let them have?
Amen.
Let them have?
Amen.
Let them have?
Amen.
So first thing I need you to understand is God gave us dominion over everything.
Yes.
Did you hear me say everything?
Yes.
But do you know bacteria is a thing?
Yes.
Do you know disease, infections, all of these things are things?
Yes.
And if God gave Adam dominion over that, and that's God's original plan, we need to understand that God's intention was for us to have dominion over what?
Everything.
All right, but something happened. And I need you to understand, when God gave us dominion and when God made the world, God did not create sickness.
Come on, prophet.
Amen.
Now, see, that's a struggle for me. That's a struggle for me because my theology used to teach that God created sickness. God did that. All right. I understand that God, I'm going to say something profound. God created Lucifer.
Right.
Lucifer created Satan.
Jesus.
Come on. Come on.
Y'all didn't get what I said? You didn't get what I said? I said, God created Lucifer, but Lucifer created Satan. God created you in the way he would like for you to be, but you have the power to turn yourself away from what he's created you to be. Does that make sense? Because Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 tells us that everything that God made, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was what? It was what? It was what? It was what? So I'm trying to show you that everything he made was very good. That's what the word of God tells us. Everything that God made, with a little slow there, everything that he made was very good. He didn't just make something good, but he made it good. Amen. Come on. Now that's on the sixth day. That means when he made us very good. God made Adam, he made Adam what? Very good. And that's what you are. He didn't make you very sick.
Right.
He made you very what?
Good.
He made you very what?
Good.
Now give me Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Not only did he make you very good, but then he said something. Verse 29. He said something, and he said, I'm going to make you good, but then I'm going to tell you what to eat so you can stay healthy.
Right.
Now, half of the stuff we're going through is our diet.
Right.
I didn't say your diet. I say our diet. How many people know the food you ain't supposed to eat is the best good food? Come on now, come on, come on, let's be honest. Amen. I tell you, I don't be trying to be funny, but the truth of the matter is pork bacon tastes better than turkey bacon. Amen. Folk be talking about something. Turkey bacon, use a lie. Turkey bacon do not melt in your mouth like that pork bacon. My God, I like that fat off that pig. Yay! Shabba! Glory to God. It's the truth, I'm telling you. Amen. Ain't nothing like a good pork chop sandwich. Y'all know about pork chop sandwich? Yeah, ain't nothing like a good pork chop sandwich. Pork chop sandwich on white bread. I ain't say wheat bread, I say white bread. And if you want a good pork chop sandwich in Jacksonville, go to Nesbitt's. Y'all don't know about Nesbitt's. I'm just trying to tell you where to go if you want a good pork chop sandwich. Amen. All right? Amen. Crab is good. Yes, they're good. Y'all know crabs is good. Snow crab legs. Alaskan crab, king crab, blue crabs. Come on, shrimp is good. Fried shrimp, coconut shrimp, shrimp kebab, shrimp stew. And that's about it. Y'all remember Bubba on Forrest Gump? Everything that's bad for us is good to us. But the Bible declares in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, look at what he said in 129. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Guess what that means? God never intended for us to eat meat.
That's true.
Go back to verse 29. He said that the fruit on the tree and all of that, to you it shall be for
meat.
Your meat is supposed to be an apple.
That's true.
My God, I'd be struggling. My God. Woo, I'd be in trouble. Because I'd be getting mad. You go to people and they just be vegetarians. I mean, where the meat at, baby? Verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to every creeping, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. Now, he said, not only did I want humans to just eat vegetables and fruit, even the animals.
Right, praise God.
The only reason animals are going after flesh now is because of sin. Sin made animals vicious. Can you imagine being in Eden, hanging out with lions, tigers, bears? Oh my. God's intent was for us to stay healthy. Well, Prophet Khan, if that was God's intent, what's going on with us? I'm going to tell you right. First thing is, we don't eat right.
Yeah.
It's true. I know we don't want to hear it, but we don't eat right. Everything white is no good for us.
Right.
Don't we love sugar? Am I right about it?
Yes.
But something happened. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. Something happened. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely what? That was a command. He said, listen, as long as you obey and eat like I tell you to eat, you're going to be fine. But the minute you change your diet and begin to eat what you want to eat, I promise you, you're going to die. One thing that I want to encourage you to do is begin to study and look up, find out. You'd be surprised how many people in here don't even know our blood type. If I was to ask you, what's your blood type? Most of you don't even know. You know. Who know your blood type? Raise your hand. Who don't know? All right. Now, one thing you need to do is find it out. And once you find it out, you eat according to your blood type. Because everything that, I'm old. And old can eat everything. I'm so glad to be old. You old? Okay, you can eat whatever you want to eat. Oh, that's that strong blood, you know. You know, our blood, we can give it to everybody. You know, they take our blood to give you a transfusion. That other blood, weak blood. Y'all got weak blood. Amen. You're going to surely die. But here's an issue here. Because when they ate, they didn't die. He said, thou shalt surely die. The day you eat this fruit, you should surely die. Well, why did it take so long for them to die? There's a reason it took so long for them to die. Because there was a tree of life there. And as long as they ate from that tree, they were okay. So they had all these trees. But then there was a tree of life. And as long as they ate from that tree, ate off of that tree, that's why in the New Jerusalem there's going to be another tree.
Wow.
And the Bible said that tree, the leaves are for the what? Healing of the nations. All right? So it took so long for them to die because they had ate from the tree of life. And it's just like your phone. I explained it to you before. Just like your phone. Just like your laptop. All right? As long as that phone is plugged into the power source, it's going to stay charged up.
Yes.
But the minute you disconnect it, guess what started happening? That battery starts dying. Does that make sense? All right. And contingent on how much you use it would determine how long your battery will last. Because you can unplug your phone and don't use it, and without you recharging it, it'll still have power.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, old people that got cell phones, their phones don't never go dead. Their phone don't never go dead. Because when they don't use it, they turn it off. And you be calling me going straight to voicemail. You turn your phone on. Well, I ain't calling nobody, but I'm trying to call you. So God had to do something. Look at Genesis chapter 3, There was a tree there. But look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. God had to do something. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. What? When he ate that tree. Right. To know good and what?
Evil.
And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live for how long?
Ever.
All right, two trees in the garden. There's a tree of life and there's a tree of knowledge. Knowledge of good and evil. And they've been eating from this tree of life. And this tree of life gave them eternity. So what happens is they eat from the wrong tree, which is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the minute they do that, God said, uh-oh, I got to come up with a plan. Look at verse 23. Next verse. Therefore, the Lord God sent forth from the garden. He said, I got to take them out. I got to get them out. Why? Because if after they eat from the tree of knowledge, they turn and eat from the tree of life, they'll be messed up forever.
Wow.
So verse 24 says, so he drove out the man. Y'all knew God had a car. So he drove out the man and placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the what? God said, I got to make sure they don't always be messed up. So I'm going to put a cherubim there to keep them from eating from the. Now, can I tell you something? I know it's hard for you to understand, but Adam being kicked out of the garden was the grace of God. Now, you got to see that, because if he don't get kicked out and go and eat from that tree of life, we can never be redeemed. And sometimes we get upset that God forces us out of situations because we don't have enough sense to leave them ourselves. So I'm glad that he forced me out to save me. Thank you for moving me when I didn't have enough sense to move myself. Don't God know how to kick you out of certain stuff? So as a result of what he did, Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, as a result of them eating from that tree, the Bible declared, I heard that voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and I did what?
Hid myself.
That was spiritual death. Keep reading. Keep reading. Verse 11. Give me verse 11 again. Verse 11. And he said, who told you was naked? So the first thing that happened when they ate from that garden or that tree that they were not supposed to eat from. Are y'all in a rush?
No.
All right. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing that happened when they ate from that tree is they immediately became shameful.
Wow.
Let's go deeper. They went from being God conscious to self-conscious. They had no knowledge of self. And one thing and way that the enemy defeats us is to keep us focused on what we are not. I'm not good enough. I'm not saved enough. I'm not holy enough. I'm not righteous. I don't do this enough. And as long as you, watch this, are focused on you, it is a sign that you have eaten from the tree of knowledge. He said, I'm naked. They went and covered themselves.
Right.
He said, well, where did you get that knowledge from?
Wow.
Now, y'all have to hear me. And I know y'all be thinking y'all pastor crazy. And I am. But I want you to understand, you cannot walk by faith feeding your spirit with CNN. You cannot walk in faith feeding your spirit with Fox, MSNBC, C-SPAN, watching nothing but a bunch of stuff that's going to fight everything you believe.
Teach it.
Faith cometh by
hearing.
Faith cometh by
hearing.
Faith cometh by
hearing.
So the question that God is asking all of you is, who told you you had COVID-19?
My, 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 my.
That's good now. Come on. Come on.
Who told you that? Because that's not what I told you. But the reason you believe you have it is because you have listened to another tree. I don't have time to get in it. Matter of fact, go to Mark.
Yes, sir.
Go to Mark chapter 4. Go back to verse 26. Go to Mark 4. No, Mark 11. I'm sorry. Give me Mark 11 back verse 14. That's it. That's it.
Amen.
And Jesus, give me verse 13. Let me show you something. He saw a fig tree afar off having leaves. Came happily, they didn't find anything on. And he came to it and found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs not yet. Look at verse 14. And Jesus answered. I'm trying to show y'all that trees talk.
Jesus.
Y'all quiet in here. The Bible says Jesus answered the tree. Oh, trees talk. You remember old folks used to say you don't be playing around their garden? And they're going to mess up their garden? All right. How many people know that you can speak to your garden? Amen. Y'all don't understand. These things have life. And anything that got life can hear. That's why God spoke to the tree, because anything that got life, don't we get our oxygen from the trees? Now I'm trying to tell you that there's another knowledge, or there's another tree that you've been listening to. And as long as you listen to that tree, the enemy got you. Am I making sense? As a result of that disobedience, spiritual death came first. That's the first one. Spiritual death. Somebody shout spiritual death.
Spiritual death.
But then go to Genesis chapter 3 verse 19. But then he said in verse 19 of Genesis 3, in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread.
Yes.
Till thou return unto the what?
Ground.
For out of it wast thou
taken.
Come on, y'all. It's up there on the screen. For out of it wast thou
taken.
For dust thou art. And thus you're going to return.
That's right.
Do you know that the only reason we die is because Adam disobeyed?
Yeah. That's right.
We're supposed to live forever.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Now that's hard for some of us to come. Can you imagine being 2,000 years old? And remember now, some of you can't imagine it because you thinking at 2000, your skin would have wrinkled. Sin make your skin wrinkle. You would have never decayed. You would have been 2000 years old looking like you was 30. Be it unto me. Come on, don't be scared to say that. Be it unto me. Come on, lay hands on yourself. Say, be it unto me. And the minute that happened, the minute he said, you're going to return to the ground. The minute he said, dust you are and dust you're going to return. The minute he said that, our body became subject to disease. Before that, you fine. My God, you can't even get a cold. But the minute Adam disobeyed, we became subject to disease. We became subject to sickness. But guess what the root of it was? Sin. Give me Romans chapter 5. I'm about to get happy, church. Give me Romans 5 and 12 first. Olobosita. Romans chapter 5. Wherefore?
Yeah.
As by how many men?
One.
What was that one man name? Sin entered into the world. And death by what?
Sin.
Only reason death came is because of sin. One man did it. One man put us in a bad position. And so death passed upon how many men?
All.
How many men?
All.
We were fine, y'all.
Yes.
But when Adam messed up, all of us became subject to death. For that all have
sinned.
But I always show y'all the power of one man for a reason. Because if one man messed us up, all it takes is one man to get us right. The one man who messed us up was Adam. But I'm not concerned about that man, because this is what I need you to understand. You're not in him no more. Give me Ephesians 4:24. Then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Then we're going to go to Romans chapter 5, verse 15. Ephesians 4:24. Put on the
new man.
Put on the
new man.
Put on the
new man.
See, you had an old man on. Your old man was Adam. Oh, I wish I could talk about this. I ain't got the time. But I'm trying to tell y'all, there's only two men on earth. I said it's only two men on earth. It's only two men, Adam and Christ. And if you a sinner, God don't see you, he see Adam. But if you in Christ, he don't see you, he see Christ. Because my life is hid with Christ in God. I'm about to get happy, church. That's because there's only two men. And see, I need you to understand that there's only two men. Because when you get a revelation that there are only two men, you will stop looking at how unworthy you are. You'll stop going, talking about God, you know, I don't have this because what I did wrong. Because as long as you're looking at you, you still under that first Adam. The first Adam looks at himself. Ain't that what he did when he messed up?
Yeah.
The first Adam looked at himself. But the last Adam only looked at Christ.
Hallelujah.
I only do those things that I see my Father doing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So the Bible declares, put on a new man. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. He said, therefore, if any man be what?
In
he is a what?
New creature.
Okay, you're not the same. The minute you accepted Christ, you became a new species.
Jesus.
Stop trying to act like you don't. Stop trying to act like you still that old man. You got to get in your spirit that you are not the same. You are a new, you are a Tesla. Get this now. You used to be a Cadillac. Used to be a Mercedes. But you're not that anymore. You are a Tesla. Can I help y'all? I'm finna make some of y'all mad, but you gotta hear me in the spirit. You gotta hear me in the spirit. Now I'm not, you do what you gotta do, but you gotta hear me in the spirit. You are a Tesla. You do not take a Tesla to a Cadillac mechanic. Because the car is different. A Tesla don't run on oil. It don't have an engine. Y'all ain't talking back to me. It don't have the transmission. It's ran on electricity. You got to understand that you used to run by this world and its rule, but now you a new creature now. And I got a new physician. I used to go to a natural doctor, but now I find out who my healer is.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m., and Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. at 2104 North Main Street, Jacksonville, Florida, or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information on our services, text the word Kingdom City, which is all one word, to the number 22828. That's Kingdom City to 22828. Or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kcccharlotte.org, kccjax.org or briancarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace, we're excited about your future.